It is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. How are you going to handicap the weather for this weekend?
A 5 out of 10.
That's right. I saw that on your weather forecast. Pat was handicapping the weather for this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I'm just not convinced that that it's going to be sunny or a lot of sun. I'm just not, but we shall see. I think today will be. We'll have a fair amount of sunshine. It'll be warm. Promised that yesterday to everybody. 75 to 80. Tonight will be cloudy and showers will develop before midnight. Low will only be 60 compared to the 30s that we had early this week. Showers on and off Saturday, 70. Now, I said mainly sunny Sunday. This is where I'm a little hesitant about just how much sun we get on Sunday. Low 70s. And Monday, I said sun and clouds, low 70s. Monday could turn out to be mostly cloudy. But still, as far as wet weather goes, that is tonight and Saturday. I could almost guarantee that Sunday and Monday, there will not be any rain to worry about. Only thing we'll have to worry about is how much sun we get Sunday and Monday. So, relatively easy forecast from this standpoint.
Well, that's good because yesterday it was such a nice, beautiful day. Heidi Haskell, who works at Paley's Market and also runs the Bargain Barn, she came by my house and she lopped the top 3 feet off these huge plants because she knows all about plants. And they look absolutely marvelous now. And the wind can't get to them, so they can't blow them over. And at the end of the summer, it'll be easier to bring them in. So that happened. Also, I don't know what they are. They're pink plants, and they smell beautifully. But they weathered the winter. I brought them out a couple of days ago, and just a couple of days out in that air, and these things are just exploding. You know, it's like, wow, we're fine. It's like when the cows get out of the barn on the farms after a long winter being in mm-hmm. the barns, it's just like how they explode out of the barn into the field. Well, these flowers just absolutely have taken off because we had a little bit of rain, but the temperatures during the day and at night have been perfect for them. So yes, we appreciate the weather we've had, and we'll see what happens with this weekend. You know, we'll deal with what we have to deal with.
That's it. I mean, that's it. I am forced to go into the lake on Sunday as compared to tomorrow because of the rain, and that's it. And AJ will be on. Anthony J will be on the whole weekend, so you'll have him on Monday, and I'll be back on Tuesday. But again, I won't be at the lake Sunday into Monday. We'll be at the lake more than a day. And did get a call from the contractors yesterday. I think he said that he had installed the two windows and that he was going to do the soffits. So I have no idea how much they've gotten done, but he said to me, and I plan on finishing it Saturday. So it's going to rain Saturday. He goes, yeah. I said, so do it Sunday. He goes, but it's a holiday. I said, no, Monday's the holiday. I said, and you don't have to worry about working on my cabin on a Sunday up at the lake. No one's going to say a word because half of the people aren't going to be there.
So
what he was worried about.
Oh, okay. So maybe you'll get that all done.
That would be nice. It would be nice to get that all done, right?
So now Anthony is going to work on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah.
What happened to the other guy?
Anthony Martella is leaving for Atlantic City tonight. His family has a co-op down in Atlantic City. And they're going to open it up.
So he can bring his computer with him. Lazy guy.
I guess I guess he wants the weekend off, but it doesn't matter because you know AJ loves to work. So.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the few people in the world that complains he doesn't have enough work.
Right, exactly. Very, very few people in the world. Right, so that's that. And everything else has been relatively quiet. Can't say that anything is, you know, going topsy-turvy. The National Weather Service has, NOAA has issued their hurricane outlook. and they, like Colorado State, agree that it is going to be a real whopping season. You know, they're saying 60%, a 60% chance of it being busier than normal. And I agree. There's no El Nino, there's no La Nina. The water temperatures are very, very warm. There isn't dust blowing off of Africa. And because of no El Nino and La Nina, there is not much in the way of wind shear. So all of these ingredients you put together, and it means a lot could be happening this year. So it could be a very, very busy hurricane season for the U.S.
Well, they just had that big typhoon that hit India.
India was incredible. That at one point was a 5, and then it was reduced to a 3, but still a lot of damage there. And, but, you know, as I told you a couple of days ago, that area is extremely prone to typhoons. You know, Bangladesh and all of that. Yeah,
Bangladesh is so low. It's just, I mean, there's no place you can go really to be really safe in Bangladesh.
No, not at all. But yet, people continue to live there, Marshall. Well, so you see, it doesn't matter.
They have no choice, Pat.
I guess not.
Especially now. Even if they were wealthy people, they couldn't get on a plane to travel.
Well, that's true. You got a good point. Yeah.
They got no place to go.
I think they're getting hit hard now, right, in the South?
Yeah.
That's what they said. The CDC said that they're getting hard in the Southern Hemisphere where it's colder, and that's why they're thinking a second wave is possible. But President Trump said whether it's a small little ember or a big flame, they're going to put it out, and they're not closing the nation again.
Yeah, God bless them.
God love
them. All right, Pat, on that upbeat note.
Yes.
As we head into the weekend, have yourself a good weekend. I hope all the mice are eradicated from your cabin. I hope all the work gets done. And when we speak to you on Tuesday, you'll say, Marshall, it was a 10 weekend.
I will take pictures and send them to you.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend, and we'll stay safe, and we'll speak to you Tuesday.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.